For many people, 2012 will begin with popping a bottle of champagne or sparkling wine. It's the go-to drink for the celebratory moments in our lives. And it turns out, champagne is far more versatile than you may think. Beyond just pouring it into a glass, you can mix it with any number of spirits to create a range of champagne cocktails. And for a few ideas, we're joined by respected mixologist Greg Sider. He co-owns the Summit Bar in New York's East Village. New York Magazine once named it the city's best cocktail bar, and Greg Sider is at our New York Bureau. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jack. Very great to be here.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
You know, the champagne cocktail is one of my favorite celebratory drinks. How do you make yours?
We have a bunch of different versions. One that starts off like a little simpler, French 75, would be a simple gin, lemon juice, slight bit of agave, topped with Prosecco or champagne would be like a nice starter.
And what's the classic champagne cocktail? I just thought champagne, a little bitters, a sugar cube.
That would be your original.
Let's get to your New Year's Eve recommendations. You gave us one that you call a GP Spritz. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the GP Spritz actually inspired from my friend Andy Mosier down in Atlanta. So what I do is I take hibiscus flowers and I infuse that in agave. And we add Aperol, a little bit of lemon juice, and then actually a hibiscus tincture, which is basically a concentrated bitter. And shake that up and then actually serve that on the rocks. And we top that with 3.5 ounces of Prosecco.
Well, I'm reeling already. Where do you get hibiscus flowers in the middle of the winter, though, if you don't live in Atlanta?
You can just get the tea. And you would just do a concentrated, maybe you do 8 tea bags to, if you didn't have agave, you could do half sugar, half water. And you do like 8 bags of tea to a quart, and then you have a nice syrup that you can use as a go-to.
Okay. So keep some of that hibiscus infusion on hand.
Yeah, it's like an emergency, along with batteries and the flashlights.
So you also mentioned using Aperol in this spritz, and that's an orange liqueur.
Yeah, the reason Aperol I find more versatile is because it has a rhubarb orange base to it, but it doesn't quite have the bitter finish of a Campari.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it's more accessible for a lot of people.
Give us a warm drink, would you please?
Well, I like to do like kind of a twist on the hot toddy. It's always like nice and simple where you could use Irish whiskey. I like bourbon or rum as a nice twist, and just add some honey, a little bit of ginger, a squeeze of lemon, and hot water.
I love the way you just play with flavor.
Yeah, it's from like my culinary. I do a lot of cooking, and my friends are some of the best chefs in the city. So I get all my ideas from cooking, actually. I don't really get much inspiration from actual bar.
Greg Sider owns the Summit Bar and Prima in New York City, and he spoke to us from our New York Bureau. What a way to start the year. Thanks.
Cheers.
Go to our website, npr.org, for the recipe for GP Spritz. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon comes back next week. A happy new year. I'm Jackie Lyden.